This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is it going to be war? Well, we'll find out. We'll talk a little about that in this hour of the DJV program. It's Thursday, May 16th. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to present to you the ladies of the day, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. So can Congress prevent a war with Iran? I don't know where you're going. I was just thinking about this as we get started, Jennifer, looking at all of the focus on Iran starting to roll back some of the nuclear deals, and some of the Republicans and Democrats are attempting to rein in the president, referring to him as a hawk. And he's the Iranian student news agency reporting that the Ayatollah and the Supreme National Security Council ordered officials to stop programs related to limiting Iran's stockpile. I thought that was the problem in the first place, and that's what caused all of this hullabaloo. Is that what's going on? What is causing all of the hoopla?
Well, there's intelligence that Iran had a plan to attack American interests in the Middle East, meaning our men and women that are still in Iraq and Afghanistan. And so I don't know that it's fair to call...
From whom? Is it our people that are finding that out?
From the Israelis and from the Saudis, and I think it was corroborated by a few different sources. And so that's why President Trump actually kind of moved all of our... some assets, not all of them, but he moved assets, aircraft carriers, that sort of thing, into that region just as a show of strength, saying, hey, if you try something, we'll be ready to respond. But there's been, I think, what is a lot of misreporting by the New York Times saying that he was going to order 120,000 ground troops to go into Iran. Trump is not an idiot. You can say a lot of things about him, but he's not stupid. I don't think he's going to try to start a war with Iran going into 2020. I don't think that that would be incredibly popular for him to do. I think if they do something to us, we will respond, or if we have credible intelligence where we can stop something, that's what we'll do. But I don't think that it is true that we're going to send 120,000 military members to the Middle East, and there's been no indication of that from the White House. They've denied all of those stories. So
where did it start? Where did those stories start?
Didn't that come from a memo that the new guy, what's his name, Shanahan, or whatever his name is?
I don't know if it came from a memo. I know the New York Times got it from what they said were credible sources within the administration, but, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's where it started.
Yeah. Oh, so do we, as Americans, that's the factual background. Do we worry about this? Do we concern ourselves? Do we say to our children, oh, be careful, bring a...
Well, I think Iran is a real problem. Iran should have never been overlooked.
They've been a real problem.
They are not our friends. They are not someone to make deals with.
No, I did... Okay, let's clarify. The people of Iran do not like their government. The government of Iran, or the leaders of Iran, do not like our leaders. I think it is a miscreant, whatever the word is, miscreant. What's the word I'm looking for? Anyway, it's not correct to say the people of Iran or Iran doesn't like America or America doesn't like Iran. That's an
improper. But their government doesn't,
statement.
Doug.
Their government.
And so it doesn't matter what the people want unless they overthrow their government. Their government is the one that's making decisions about who to launch and what terrorist groups to support. And a lot of times what you have is Iran working through groups like Hamas to try to cause trouble for a lot of groups and their government backs.
Look at that whole reality. Think about it for a second. Let's talk about Iran, as we are. Let's talk about North Korea. The same thing, whether people there really know what's going on in the outside world, maybe it's not quite the same. But I'm just thinking of all the hot spots, the trouble spots around the
world. What did I say for, like, every single day of the week when we've been talking about North Korea? If you want, the reason that we can't... we shouldn't have ever made a deal with Iran is because they will turn into North Korea. Their situations are exactly the same. The United States is the main funders behind North Korea's nuclear program. It happened during the Clinton administration. It would have happened again in Iran had we not gotten out of this deal. They want to enrich uranium. They want to have nuclear weapons. And so that's why that warning was hey, if you don't want Iran to become North Korea, then you can't make it easy for them.
You got to wonder, even a person of average intelligence who knows what the outcome, whether it's here or there or anywhere, the average person knows that the outcome of any kind of nuclear trickery anyplace will end up in complete annihilation and disaster. So you've got to wonder why these people who do get control, whether it's Kim Jong Fatty or this idiot, the Ayatollah, this angry bastard who, you know, seems to think he's the most important thing on the planet. Where, you know, I guess that's what's so frustrating, because there's no common sense what we're looking for here, or are these just people that want to show that they have a bigger woo-woo than the other guy? Because you're not going
to... For North Korea, they feel like the only way they can become a power on par with the United States, China...
They can't.
Well, they think that nuclear weapons and capabilities puts them on that par, and in some ways it does.
Right. Whatever happened with that ship that we took from North Korea? We haven't talked about that. Where is it now? Do we know what's going on with that? Because North Korea obviously... They want it back. They've been making all kinds of crazy demands. So, I don't know. We've been very distracted by the Iran thing that's happening now. I wonder what North Korea is up to.
Korea says it was an unlawful and outrageous act. Really? And you've never done anything unlawful or outrageous at all?
Apparently it wasn't unlawful in terms of the deal with the sanctions. So, on our end,
right.
I don't really think it was unlawful.
No.
But that's that was one of their largest ships, I think. And I guess it had coal on it, right? That they were going to sell to China or somebody.
Yeah,
it's
all they have. They operate in coal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, that was not my lead story. My lead story is that we have a new presidential candidate in the race.
Blah Blasio.
This is Mayor Bill de Blasio. Yeah, he's number, I think, 23 on the Democrat side. And he has said that he didn't like that Trump pulled out of the Paris Agreement. He said that he's beaten Trump before and he'll do it again. He said he'll take on the wealthy and he'll take on big corporations and he won't rest until this government starts working people.
How has he beaten Trump before?
Same thing I said when I heard it. I don't know. But I do know that only 18% of New Yorkers want to see him run for president. And that's aside, that doesn't matter party preference. It's just in general, do you want him to run? Only 18% said yes. So if he only has that limited amount of support in his own state and only 9 people came to see him in Nevada and 11 people came to see him when he was in New Hampshire, he's headed to Iowa today. We'll see what his ground sign.
But as a New Yorker, I can actually talk about this a little. The difference is not all New York mayors are supposed to run for president. New Yorkers are very territorial of mayors, and especially Bill de Blasio is just he's milquetoast. He's boring, but he's done a lot that New Yorkers really do like. And so New Yorkers don't want him on the campaign trail. They want him continuing to do more stuff and fulfill his campaign promises from 8 years ago. That's really a lot more, I think, in terms of why it doesn't seem like there's a lot of support for him to run for president. It's because New Yorkers want him to stay in New York and be the mayor. And also, he has no shot in hell of beating anybody, even on the Democratic side, let alone going up against Trump. So I think that this is just dead in the water. But now he's going to be on the campaign trail, and, you know, the lieutenant or whoever
he is.
He's
running New York.
Exactly. City. And that's what New Yorkers do not like. That's why there's no support for him
New
on
York
that.
City.
Pretty popular amongst New Yorkers.
Like all the rest of these people, the senators and governors, who the hell's doing your job back at home?
Well, look at Chris Christie. His entire second term. He was gone. He was out on the campaign trail.
Look at everybody running. I mean, how many current senators are running? How many current representatives are running? How many governors are running? This is what they do. They get elected sometimes for a second term. Kamala Harris is still in her first term. And then they go.
What a waste of time she is. Oof, man. 16 after the hour. Not a waste of time spending time with us here on the DJV program. Calitrin, something for you to think about for a minute or two when it comes to losing weight. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. People said to me, somebody sent me a note, what is this? You're spelling all the names of all the people that are on the program, all the names of the products that you're selling. I think it's good to have a fix on how to spell it so you don't mistake it for something else. Calitrin will not be mistaken for anything else because it's been at the heart of healthy weight loss for almost 30 years. And with the reduction in weight, you have more energy, your body is better, feels better because it is better. This is the all-natural, drug-free, no-stimulant way of losing weight. The essential ingredient in Calitrin is collagen protein, which is proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss. You get on the program and stay on it for about 6 months. You will not, this is not an overnight success. It's not like the other products around. And it's also something you don't have to take a number of times during the day. Take it once at bedtime. It won't give you the jitters. It won't keep you awake. It won't cause stomach upset. It'll lose the weight. Help you lose weight, get better sleep. And what more can you ask for? So my advice, I would suggest you go to toploss.com, which is their website, toploss.com, for a 120-day, 180 days, right? You're going to pay for a 90-day supply. You're going to get another 90-day supply for Memorial Day. That's the deal. Buy three, get three free at toploss.com. Use the code DJV to get that deal. That's right, 90 days you pay for, another 90 days, which is about what it takes for this program to really work well. Lose the weight and keep it off with Calitrin and get the special deal. It's like buying one and getting another one free. You buy three and you get three free. At toploss.com, use the code DJV, lose the weight safely.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event's going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen, the name to remember. Now available in stores pretty much everywhere. Doug Steffen here with the ladies of the DJV program. We're 21 after the hour this Thursday.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Okay, boys and girls, time now for Throwback Thursday. Yes, I find myself thinking about that announcer who does the wrestling. Now, let's get ready to sing. All right, top five songs for this week in 1970 on Throwback Thursday. John and Ono doing Instant Karma. We All Shine. Number five this week, in this week of 1970. Let's crank this up, Carol, for a second. Never dug this song at all. Even as a jock playing it, it was just, I didn't like it. I like karma. I like the idea of karma. Understanding what karma is. But I don't think this song was good. It had much going for it. All right, so let's move on then to number four, The Guess Who. They came out, and the time when The Who was a big group, these people decided, okay, well, we'll take that name and got it twisted around, so it became Guess Who? This is American Woman. No. That's an annoying rock song, number four.
Here I am looking at this list like, wow, this is a list of good songs this week.
Right. Yeah. All right. Wow. Actually, the top three are good songs. Those two are not. Number three belonged to a one-hit wonder artist named Norman Greenbaum. It's a fabulous song, actually.
This is my least favorite.
Well, there you go. I think it's a great song. Crank it up, Kara.
Somehow, Kara, he's become like the Gestapo of Throwback Thursday. What is and what isn't good?
Doesn't matter what anybody else says.
Yep, exactly.
Nah, you can say what you want. Nobody said you can't.
I can say what I want, but I'm just wrong.
No, I didn't say you were wrong. I never said you were wrong. It's just it's what appeals to one's sense or sensibilities when it comes to music. And I just think Spirit in the Sky has been using a lot of movies because it just, there's something to it. I just always got a kick out of this song. Crank it up again, will you? How can you sit still listening to this? Maybe it's my spiritual bent.
Pretty easily I can sit still.
Really? Really? All right, well, let's see how you do with number two from this week in 1970, Beatles.
Living in the world of green.
Fabulous.
There will be an answer, let it be.
does such a great job.
But though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer. Let it be.
So a swan song for the Beatles. To get a tear in my eye when I hear this most of the time, because it was the end anthem for the Beatles. He finishes a lot of his concerts with this. Whisper words of wisdom. Another group that captured our attention for a couple of decades, Michael and his brothers. Number one. Couple of weeks is number one, in fact. 1, 2, 3, ABC. Jackson 5, number one. Crank this up. Yeah, everybody likes this. Come on. You girls
this
have to
we
like
can
this.
All agree on.
Yeah. 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 I wonder what they actually thought the brothers... Actually, thought the sisters do of Michael when he was a kid like that. What was it? He was like, I think, what, 12? 13?
He was pretty young, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was very young here, yep. All right, so there you have it. Top five songs, hooray for them, for this week in 1970 on the DJB program, 28 after the hour.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
Right now, you can earn 15% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
That's no small token.
Just our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Oh, right.
15% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 5/18/19. In store only. Visit staples.com/15 and rewards for details.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Hey moms out there, with Mother's Day here, it's time you put you and your health first. After all, you're the one who takes care of everyone else. If losing weight is a part of your health plan, then check out what women are saying about Calitrin.
Within about a month and a half, I started noticing a difference. My clothes started fitting loose. I couldn't believe that you could actually take a supplement and have better bone and joint pain go away with weight loss.
My name's Kathy, and I've taken Calitrin since probably about April. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14, almost to a size 12. And it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication.
See, you can do it too. Just visit Calitrin's website at toploss.com. That's toploss.com. And use the promo code MOMWIN. That's MOMWIN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Alabama, with a new law making nearly all abortions illegal in that state. In signing that bill yesterday, Republican Governor Kay Ivey said because of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision, the law may be unenforceable, but authors of the law are hoping it will spark a challenge before the Supreme Court. Televangelist Pat Robertson says he doesn't think this is the right bill for that.
My humble view is that this is not the case we want to bring to the Supreme Court, because I think this one will lose.
He cites the fact it makes no exception for rape and incest. New York City's Democratic mayor jumping into the presidential fray as Bill de Blasio announced in a video released this morning that he's running for president. The theme on his website reads, "A president who puts working people first." And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Get your fill of the DJV show today? Don't worry, you can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
I don't know why I feel like saying obla-dee, obla-da, but I do. So, obla-dee, obla-da. That's silly stuff. Why not? DJV time 34 after the J has left. Jennifer on her way to her other assignment. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Victoria brings us out. A couple of hours ago, you started with that Boeing story. And I must tell you, I hadn't seen it, that particular nuance of the story I hadn't seen yet. And
oh,
yet,
the recordings
since then,
of the pilot, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, the
everywhere.
Right. What we're referring to is American Airlines pilots have recorded conversations with the Boeing executives only a few weeks after the first 737 MAX had crashed, and this was...
And actually only a few weeks after it was introduced into the Boeing fleet, I mean into the American fleet. Didn't get introduced till last fall.
Yeah, it all spells horrible news for Boeing. Now that the recordings are out, all the news outlets are picking it up, and it just looks even worse that Boeing knew that they had a problem, they ignored it, and 346 lives have been lost because of that. So that kind of negligence, and with those recorded conversations, I just can't imagine that there won't be an onslaught of wrongful death lawsuits against Boeing.
Yeah. All right, you weren't going to start with that, though.
No, but I
my
will.
My purview.
Yeah, but there is a we'll travel up to the state of Maine, and Maine is in the news right now because lawmakers there have passed a bill that will give the state's electoral votes to the presidential candidate who wins the national popular
Good.
Vote.
Round of applause for that. Hooray, that's the way it ought to be. Yes,
yeah,
yes, yes.
I'm for this as well. Now, Maine has become the 15th state to do this. And so in the past, Maine, like so many other states, would split their electoral votes between candidates. And so now whoever wins the popular vote will get all of the electoral votes from that state. Now, Maine joins California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington State, as well as the District of Columbia. So I think, you know, there have been a lot of discussions with, especially on the Democratic side, with presidential candidates. Should we eliminate the Electoral College? I'd be interested to see if there's a national poll out or if anyone has done that, just to see what everyday Americans feel about it. I know if you're on the right, they are staunchly against it. I know we've talked about that with Jen.
Well, that's how Trump won. That's
well, and it's how George
Trump,
W. won.
Exactly,
yeah, that's right, two elections in the last, 15 years, 20 years or whatever. So it's, I don't know. I think regardless of who wins, the Electoral College suited, it served
a
purpose.
Principle.
For a very long time ago, it served its purpose. So, yeah. But I don't think that that's a necessity anymore. And I guess a lot of people are starting to kind of feel that way.
Well, one of the things the Republicans say, and there may be some merit to this, I can understand them not wanting to give control of the country over the Democrats, and they would tell you that the Democrats will always win because they carry the vote in the largest number of cities. What doesn't ever ring true to me, I can't get it into my head. One vote, one person. Doesn't make any difference where you live. Whoever gets the most votes wins. Why is that? Why either they say we don't understand, and I say no, I guess I don't, because when it comes up to if there are 134 million people voting in the election, and let's see, if you divide 134 by 2, you get 67. All right? So of 67 million and one persons vote for candidate A, and 66,999,999 vote for candidate B, then candidate A wins because he got or she got the most votes. That's it. And it doesn't make any difference where you come from. I don't get their argument. I honestly don't.
I don't either. And I think that, unfortunately, there's a lot of fear-mongering that happens on the right side when it comes to the Electoral College. Oh, we'll never see another Republican president ever again. Well, that's not true. And then they make the argument that, none of the other states will matter. If you live in a Democratic state, it won't matter. Your vote won't matter. Well, actually, statistically, a lot of people have been doing research on this for a while now, and actually that would force candidates to visit every state.
Right
now, if you are in a state that where a lot of people say, "Oh, my state doesn't matter," well, you know what? That is unfortunately true. That not all states matter right now. But if you're going for a national popular vote, every candidate is going to have to, if they're smart, they're going to have to go and appeal to every state because every single person's vote will count.
So I think it's
a lot of fear mongering.
In your local election, the mayor wins because he or she gets one vote, 10 votes, 100 votes, 1,000 votes more than the other person who's running against her or him in that.
See, and people don't
no matter
think
what
that's,
the election.
That's actually a great example because people don't think, they don't compare their local elections. People don't have a problem with how it's run. Well, whoever won the most votes is the new mayor. Okay, everyone's fine with that.
Same with the governor.
It's the fear mongering on the Electoral College level. Yeah, that's where I really do believe. It's the same thing, it's the same principle. One vote, whoever wins, wins. But I it's unfortunate because there's a lot of misinformation out there.
Yeah. All right. Got that one. Couple of names in the news today. Let's see here. Petty Officer Second Class Zach Edwards, who is a Coast Guard member, has done something that is quite remarkable under the circumstances. Several things about this story are quite remarkable. So he was a fellow that was on duty, rescued a man from the water near Orange Beach, Alabama. It was just after he got married. He was stationed at Coast Guard Sector Mobile, Alabama, posing for photographs with his wife on Orange Beach. A woman approached him, explained that there was a man in the water who looked like he was drowning. And Sergeant or Petty Officer Edwards said, I'm not going to let that happen. So he raced into the water, approached the man with a flotation device, kept saying, the man said, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. And he thought, my goal is to keep his head out of the water. Pulled the man toward the shore till he was unable to proceed due to the current. Lifeguard aboard a watercraft arrived on the scene and assisted pulling Edwards and the man to shore. The man was then assisted by emergency medical services. Edwards says he's thankful for the work of the first responders. He jumped in one day. They jump in every day, he said. I didn't think that day changed my family's life for the better. It would change another family's life for the better as well. But that basically is what happened. So those kind of stories are always good stories to tell. Under the circumstances, don't you think? I mean,
of course. I love, it's your wedding day, but hey, that's not going to stop you. Your instinct to save people. I love it.
Another person in the news, Senator Lindsey Graham, unveiling new legislation yesterday addressing the humanitarian crisis on the border. Says the current law incentivizes Central American parents bringing or sending their children to the border. Who knew? I didn't know, actually. I thought you had to be related somehow. But you can bring any kid you want and cross the border, and you're in. I had no idea that was the reality until very recently.
Well, I think I think people are doing that. It's supposed to obviously be your child, and when the laws were written, that's why. But obviously people are taking advantage of the system.
Of course. They're either
stealing children or whatever they're doing.
That's what Graham says at the press conference yesterday, quote, so word is out on the street in Central America that if you bring a minor child with you, your chance of being deported goes to almost zero. Your hearing date is years away, and we release you into the country, and that's the end of that. So his proposal, Victoria, would increase the number of days migrant children and their families can be detained from 20 to 100 and send unaccompanied minors back to their home country instead of releasing them into our country.
Well, where do you send unaccompanied minors? Will you just drop a child off?
Back to wherever they came from. How'd they get here if they were unaccompanied?
It is a mess, and I think everyone with any brains can say, yes, this is a mess, but I think that I think there's another Guatemalan child who just died in custody, too. I don't know that detaining people longer is the answer.
Yeah, but that's not our fault, and that shouldn't be on us. The child died.
Well, it was in our custody.
Too bad. I know, but why is he here in the first place? How did he get here?
I don't know specifically about that Guatemalan child, but this is another child that has died while separated from their family.
Sad, horrible, tragic. However, the people who would blame us because of our system are completely wrong, because our system is whatever our system is, doesn't or shouldn't encourage people to come from other countries or allow people or whatever the adjective is you want to use to describe the situation, letting people or having people come here to our door and expect to be taken care of just because they have arrived at the door doesn't mean, when somebody comes around, there's no obligation on trick-or-treat Halloween night to give children candy. But, most people do it. Because they think, that's what Halloween's all about. So what America's all about is give me your tired, your poor. You're a poor, huddled masses. But you know what? It's overdone. It's overused. It's abused. And it's time to stop it. That's, however we do it. I'm sorry that some children are getting sick, and I'm not trying to be a hard ass about it.
This boy apparently he was 2 and a half. He was in the hospital in U.S. custody for several weeks. He crossed the border with his mother.
Okay.
And
but his mother made a decision to bring him here on her own. We didn't invite her here. We didn't tell her she had to come. She decided to come for whatever the reason. And at that point, it may be nice if we can, it would be wonderful if we could help them all out. But to blame America for that is just wrong. It's wrong. We didn't create the situation in which the child got sick and was uncared for.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true, actually, because if the kid had been in our custody for a long time, I don't know.
Well, why was he here, Victoria? Why did he come here?
He and his mother are obviously seeking asylum.
Okay, so that's their choice. We didn't have anything to do with
it. Right. I get that. But what I'm saying is I don't know the specifics of what led to his death at 2.5 years old. He had been in U.S. custody for a long time. Were the conditions something that contributed to his death? I don't know. What I'm saying. I don't know so I'm not blaming America. I'm just saying there is a health crisis going on as well at the border.
Yes. And that is a fact.
So there are a lot of factors there. It's not just blame America or not. There's nothing about this issue that's black and white. And I think too many people are trying to make it a black and white issue, and it's so complicated and complex.
Well, but the simple side of it is that these people have come here of their own volition, and then the other part of it does become complicated as you look at the way some of the things are being handled. Disgraceful is one word for it.
Well, a friend of mine, one of my close friends is a lawyer, and she has been doing pro bono work at the border, and she has a Guatemalan family that has been separated for a very long time, months and months, and the reason that they are here trying to go through the process the correct way is because they know that they're walking into, an S-storm, but it's so much better than the conditions that they're fleeing from, and that's why they're doing it. So there are, of course, lots of scam artists, and there's a lot of corruption in here, but there are so many other people who are genuinely seeking asylum, and they're willing to take the risk. Maybe they'll lose their child along the way, but they're willing to take the risk because it's so much better than what they're leaving.
Well, maybe there are some ideas being floated around, then we got to move on. Some ideas floating around to make immigration or allowance into the country or acceptance or admittance into the country merit-based. What's your problem? What can we do to help you? And what are the problems that you're dealing with? And, maybe on that basis we allow people in sort of better than a lottery system, I think. Those who can do us some good and we can do them some good, then maybe that's the way to do this. Let's talk about something else for a moment. Turn your attention to your teeth. Your smile. There it is. Look at that big smile. We all have nice smiles. Could be nicer. Maybe your smile is something you're not too pleased to look at because your teeth are yellow and ugly. So if that's the case, let's clean them up fast. You can use Power Swabs. You can get them by calling 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code. You buy them for half the retail tubes. They're little tubes. Get them for half the retail price so that you can have a fabulous smile. Whiter smiles help you look younger, feel better about yourself. The stains are just, let's face it, ugly. So you don't want to be ugly. You want to be attractive. And maybe you're dating. Maybe it's about a job. Whatever it is, let's call 800-208-1797 and solve the problem. 5 minutes, quick little dabble, do you? And your teeth will be improved by 2 or 3 shades whiter each time you use it. Power Swabs, get them at half price right now. Available by calling 800-208-1797.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
Right now, you can earn 15% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
That's no small token.
Just our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Oh, right.
15% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
And 5/18/19 in store only. Visit staples.com/15 and rewards for details.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chucker, you're such a character. Something new and different, folks, on Movie Moments, the theme from James Bond. This is no doubt about his ankle, or is there something else going on besides his ankle, Chucker?
Two things. Daniel Craig reportedly will be back on set next week after breaking an ankle on the set of the newest James Bond film.
How do you do that?
What the
hell? How do you do that in a week? How do you fix your ankle, unless it was just a sprain, not a broken?
Maybe it was a sprain.
Yeah.
But also, Pierce Brosnan, who was an actor to play 007 on the big screen, turned 66 years old today, born in 1953. I like him as an actor. I think he's
I
thought he was a good 007.
I did,
maybe his scripts weren't the best when he did it, but thought he was very effective in the part.
He's in some show now. He's a Westerner.
Right.
What it's, I forget what it's called, Son or Sons or something like that. Have you seen it?
Something like that. I have not seen it, but he has continued to work consistently for the last few decades.
It's such a different role for him. He's a different kind of a role because he sort of plays a bad guy.
He can play both, though. One of my favorite movies of his is, I liked his pairing with Linda Hamilton in that disaster film Dante's Peak.
Yes, that was good.
Was a very nice chemistry between the two.
Yeah.
But let us not forget, the career highlight of Pierce Brosnan easily is his singing turn in Mamma Mia. Awesome. No?
He did it in both movies, too, which was sort of I think that was a reaction, or it was just sort of everybody moaned about his singing in the first one. I think this was a response or reflection on that in the second one, don't you?
Maybe.
It was
a little painful, but it was fun. But
It seems yesterday that he was Remington Steele, too, doesn't it, when you get right? That was in the 70s.
It was the 80s.
Was it the 80s?
Yeah, but he wanted the part of James Bond very bad, and he couldn't. Yeah. He couldn't do it because he couldn't get out of his contract, and then eventually it ended and the role was open, so they gave him a shot. And I thought he did a good job. So can you name the six actors who played James Bond on the big screen?
Sean Connery.
Yes.
Roger Moore.
Yes.
George somebody or other. Whose name
Lazenby.
Lazenby, that was
good,
it, right?
Good one, very good.
Dalton.
Timothy Dalton.
Dalton.
Who
right.
I thought was actually pretty good also, yeah.
Yep.
Pierce Brosnan. And then Daniel Craig now.
Yeah,
very good.
There you go. You'd trust trick me.
Very good, Doug.
All right, what do you know about The Hustle? Anne Hathaway.
One of my employees actually went to see it last night and said it was mediocre. Should it have been a little bit better. But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, she won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for Les Miserables, One Big Song. I find her very talented. I thought she was a really good Catwoman in Chris Nolan's The Dark Knight Rises. Devil Wears Prada made her a, you know, big movie star opposite Meryl Streep. I like her a lot. I think her career trajectory, though, in the last four or five years has not been very good. So, this movie is it opened up.
Victoria, didn't she say she was difficult? What was it? I remember you and I talking about her.
I have interviewed her twice, and I found her to be insufferable.
Really?
Yeah.
Good, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, what do we know about this movie, Tolkien? I was trying to figure out what it's all about. It's about the writer and...
Yes, but it's also very weird. My brother was just talking about this. This movie it's supposed to be sort of like a biopic, but then there are Game of Thrones, not Game of Thrones, Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings trilogy. There are references to that in it, but so the time jump must be very weird. It seems like it's kind of an odd movie. Like they're trying to throw way too much in.
Yeah. And then there's The Intruder. And one reviewer said it was funnier than it was tense. I didn't like the trailer at all. I didn't like the character Dennis Quaid was playing. I don't know the other actor and actress, but this didn't look like a good movie at all. What do you hear about this, Chucker?
Well, I know they shot it they shot the movie for like $5 million, so it's profitable. It's made like $25 million already. Opened up against Avengers, which is not a good idea. Having said that, the movie has made money, and Dennis Quaid continues to be a very strong presence in film.
Okay.
He's now in his 60s and has had a great career. If you look at
how do you get a guy like him into a movie like this for 5 minutes.
You pay him.
Is he getting it on the back end? What is he?
I don't know. It's a good question. They probably gave him at least $1.5 million, and maybe they gave him a point on the back end.
Right. It's interesting how those deals work. All right, Chucker, informative as usual. Thank you for being here on the DJV program. Chuck Curry with all of us on the DJV bandstand together at 59 past the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.